I have some good news for you today. You need never, ever, ever be afraid of the devil. To be sure, there's a battle going on in the spiritual realm for your soul. Jesus came to save you, and the devil wants to snatch that gift of eternal life, that gift of grace, that gift of freedom right out of your hands. That is absolutely true. There is a battle going on. This is how Jesus puts it, John chapter 10, verse 10. He says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." Someone asked me once, what does it mean to have an abundant life? Well, let me first say that the word Jesus used there literally means superabundant. It's just that we don't have an English equivalent for that. Suffice to say, it's a really strong word. It's a word that's really over the top. So the question should be, what does it mean to have a superabundant life? It's a life of freedom. If you read the rest of the parable in that chapter, Jesus talks about his sheep being able to come in and go out in safety, in protection, in freedom. John chapter 10, verse 9, "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." See, that's a great picture. It's a picture of that abundant life. It's a picture of freedom and safety to come in and to go out and to find pasture. But this battle Jesus is talking about here between the thief and the true shepherd, it isn't a battle of two equal and opposite forces, one of evil, one of good. Don't for one moment imagine that. Jesus goes on to make the point. He's not some hired hand who runs away at the first sign of trouble. No, John chapter 10, verse 11, he says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And so he did. He died and rose again to set you free. We go looking for freedom in all sorts of different places. Sometimes we let the devil lead us by the nose, being tempted into this or that. Sin always tarts itself up to look good. Otherwise, it wouldn't be tempting. But Jesus is the true shepherd, and his sheep know his voice. I'm certain you can hear him speak as I share his words with you today. And because he is the good shepherd, because he laid down his life for you, because he was raised again to give you a new life, you need never, ever fear the devil. Your freedom is secure. That's the good news. That's God's word, fresh for you today.